here with Benjamin Perry of Silver Pro Cycling, the 2015 National Crit Champion and now the 2016 National Crit Champion. Benjamin, how does it feel to repeat?
Yeah, it feels great. I've won 2 crits in the last year, and they've both happened to be nationals. And I wouldn't consider myself a specialist, but I'm happy the team won. And I was really hoping to help Chris win, and I didn't think I had very good legs. And just it was more hesitation with other riders in the breakaway. And I attacked, and then I kind of got dropped and made it back on, and I went again, and it was more hesitation than legs, and I had enough of a gap, and I hung on to it.
Silver seemed really aggressive from the beginning of the race. Was that the strategy to break free?
Yeah, we have a pretty deep team in terms of strength, and we just knew a really, really hard race and sort of a shakeout would do us good. We'd have, in a really hard race, we would have a lot of riders in the front, we feel. So we wanted to make sure we were on everything, and we were attacking and keeping the pressure on and kind of getting rid of those kind of crit specialists from smaller teams who can really fight and get in there in the sprint. So that worked well for us. We had an all break of H&R Garneau and Silber, the 3 continental Canadian teams. So it worked out well for us.
The break never got to a point where it was like lapping the field or anything like that. Were you afraid coming into the last few laps that maybe some other team would be able to pull up?
Yeah, I wasn't hearing much splits, but Gord from the feed zone was yelling that the gap had gone down, and we heard 16 seconds, I believe, and yep. I started pulling pretty hard again, and we kind of tried to get everyone motivated because I was trying to do more. I was trying to help let Chris and Elliot rest a bit because I knew they needed to be fresh to sprint. We were confident they were the best 2 sprinters in the group, and at all costs, worst case scenario, we stay away, but Chris and Elliot have still likes to sprint, and I could help them set them up, but it came down briefly, but I think it led back in the pack.
So getting down to the last couple of laps, it built up again. And then going into the last lap, how did you find yourself in a position to win?
Yeah, well, I attacked just over 2 to go coming up the ramp to the finish. And yeah, they covered me. I got a little bit dropped, caught back on the descent, and I kind of caught on coming back onto where I attacked the lap before, and everyone was sitting up, sort of. Everything had shaken up a bit, and they'd all kind of come back together, and I was off the back, but I was coming with momentum, and they all kind of just stopped pedaling. And I was going quite a little bit faster than them into the back of the group, and I just thought, okay, well, I'm not going to break, get in the group, and then do something again. I may as well go, and worst case scenario, everyone latches on, but then I'm doing my lead out. But I just went as hard as I could, and no one jumped on, and it was enough, and they hesitated enough, and I made it to the finish. Yeah, I just...
Were you the first one through the corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
So that's a pretty long sprint.
Yeah, it was a long way to go, and I had a good enough gap going into it that they really did come up quick on me. The gap was, I think, maybe 5-10 seconds at the bottom, and it was a few, like, probably 1 second by the line, so I just held on.
So that was a smart move along the back, then, to just not ease up, just go for it.
Yeah, it worked out, so...
No, it worked out really well. Now, last year, I remember talking to you after the crit, and you said that the crit suited you because of the type of hard interval training that you do. Did you feel the same this time around?
Yeah, last year's crit was really the hill repeat, yeah. Canadian champion. This year, it was... It was kind of hard all the way around, but it was still really hard on this stretch, and then rest in corner. But there was a lot of re-accelerating. And
did you feel it was fast in general, though, as a crit?
Yeah, it was more of a classic American style crit, but crits are a pretty new thing, so there's not really a typical crit. So,
what's next for you, and what's next for Silber?
What's next for us? 6 of our guys, not including myself, are going to BC Super Week. And I'm going to go, and then I'm going to meet some of the guys there in Altitude in Utah, and then we're going to race Tour of Utah, have another break, Alberta, and then we'll all see, and then some guys will do Reading, some guys will hopefully get selected from Montreal, Quebec, and then Elite and U23 Worlds.
Wow.
That's the rest of the season.
Congratulations, Benjamin, and good luck going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.